Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's happening this weekend. It is an overnight event beginning on Saturday night, November 5th, running until Sunday morning, November 6th. Sunset to sunrise. Over at University Baptist Church, they're doing an all-night fun run or walk, if running's not your thing. This is to raise money for and awareness of mental health issues, both on campus and in the general community. Paul Burgess is the pastor at University Baptist Church, located right downtown at the corner of Franklin and Columbia, and he joins us here now in the studio. Paul, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thanks for having me, man. It's a delight.
So tell us about the event. What is it actually going to entail?
Yeah, so we're calling it the Franklin All-Nighter, and you summarized it very well. It entails running or walking all night around basically a one-mile loop around the church. We start out on West Franklin and take a ride on to Columbia and then to Cameron and then to Millette and then back up to Franklin. And it's, again, about a mile, a little less, but, you know, we're church people. We believe in that idea of grace and things. So we just round up to about an hour, a mile. So, folks can just go for as long as they want during the night, take breaks as needed. It's meant to be a fun thing, low pressure. If you want to try and go with no stops, you're more than welcome to do that. But if you want to run a mile, take a break, and then run a couple more, you're more than welcome to. Folks can sign up in teams as well, so they can take more of a relay approach. Again, it's meant to be fun and just focus everybody toward that idea of raising money and awareness for mental health in our community.
How'd you come up with that particular idea? Like, not just the mile run, but doing it overnight?
Yeah, so mental health is such an important issue, right? And fortunately, I feel like we're hearing about it a lot more these days. It's not that the need is greater these days. It's just that we finally are speaking about it a little bit more. Yep. I think things like the pandemic has made that more obvious. Obviously, we've had some tragedies as well in our local community over the last several years that have made us to see what an issue mental health really is. And in a lot of ways, it's like a trudging through the darkness, right? If you have ever been through a journey of depression or anxiety or any sort of mental illness, it can feel isolating, it can feel dark, it can feel like it's never going to end. And so there's a lot of metaphors there with the idea of just pushing on through a night that seems like it's never going to end. And but the beauty of it, I found, is that if you just keep walking, just keep moving, just keep pushing forward, and you have people with whom you can share that journey in community, together, y'all can push forward through the dawn and embrace that light together. Trust and know that it is coming and that it will come. And that is the beauty of doing the event in this sort of way.
Speaking with Paul Burgess, again, pastor at University Baptist Church, downtown Chapel Hill. This is an all-night fun run to raise money and awareness for mental health issues. Going to be on Saturday night into Sunday morning, November 5th and 6th. Sign-ups are going on right now, and this is a fundraiser as well. Who's going to be the beneficiary?
Yeah, we've got a couple beneficiaries. One is Counseling and Psychological Services on campus at UNC. So they exist, obviously, to serve students who are seeking mental health assistance, and they have some monies available to help students who maybe can't afford copays or getting to their visits, that sort of thing. And so we want to be able to help out in that regard. It's also helping to benefit SORAD, the street outreach and harm reduction and deflection program. I think it is a beautifully constructed acronym that I can't always remember exactly.
I think you got it right, yeah.
But they're through Orange County.
I'm glad you did it, because I would not have been able to remember all of those. But I think you got it right.
I'll check my work afterward. But and so they serve the homeless community in Orange County, and mental health is a big issue in the homeless population. And so we're excited because some of what we raise will be able to help those individuals purchase medicine that they are maybe prescribed but can't afford. So we're happy to work with SORAD through that. And then we'll also use some of the money to establish established some grants for on-campus organizations, student-led organizations that focus on mental health so that we can help them with some of the projects that they might want to promote.
This is about to be a super generic question, so I apologize. But what do you see or what have you found as being your role as a pastor and the role of the church in helping folks with mental health issues?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that. I think that if I can be honest about the church with a capital C in terms of mental health, I think we've really dropped the ball historically in terms of saying this is an important issue and this is not something that we need to be afraid of talking about. But in fact, through neglecting to talk about it, we only contribute to a stigma that is already there that already makes so many people afraid to speak up and say, these are issues with which I struggle. You know, mental illness is no different than any other physical illness in a lot of ways. If you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, you talk about that. You seek help for that. There's no shame in that. But for whatever reason, there has been this stigma around mental wellness in and mental health in the world, and particularly in the church. Sadly, too many sermons have been preached from too many pulpits saying that if you struggle with anxiety or if you are depressed or whatever, well, then, brother, sister, you just don't have enough faith, you know, you just don't love God enough or any of that sort of stuff. And I don't believe that. One of the reasons I don't believe that is because I am on a journey through mental illness and seeking mental health myself. I'm very proud to be able to talk about that because I think we have to, because you're not going to find anybody who hasn't dealt with it and doesn't deal with it either in their own lives personally, within their own hearts and minds, or in their families, in their friend circles, through their work, whatever. It's there, and we just need to talk about it to help empower people and allow them to know that, look, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to seek help. And for me, it's an honor to be a part of a church that wants to maybe, you know, step out and be a little bold in comparison to other congregations and just say, you know what, this is important for us, and we're going to speak up about this.
Speaking with Paul Burgess, so details, people want to sign up, they want to get involved, they want to support the cause in some way, where do they go, what do they do?
Absolutely. So several ways. You can go to our church website, ubc-ch.org, stands for University Baptist Church-ChapelHill.org, ubc-ch.org, and you can find a link to the Franklin All-Nighter there. If you're walking along Franklin Street, we've got some big banners up where you can see a QR code that you can scan. It'll take you right to the event website, and when you're there, like you said, Aaron, you can sign up to participate as an individual or as a team. It's real low cost. We tried to keep that low, $30 per participant, which, you know, of course, gets you a shirt and some other items. You can sign up to be a fundraiser to help spread the news to people in your circles. But if you don't want to participate and run or walk, you can also go there just to help donate. Our goal is $20,000. So we're excited about that. A little nervous about that because we've never done this before.
Right, right.
But, you know, we said let's shoot big. That's big for us. And we're excited. And I do want to say we're thrilled also because while our church maybe is helped, you know, plant the seed, there are other organizations that are journeying alongside of us, and not just ecclesial organizations. That's important for us. This isn't just a church thing. This is a community thing. This is a whole, a whole Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Durham thing. We're all in this together, and so I'm grateful that there are other organizations and groups that just want to partner with us and say, hey, this is important. Let's pound some pavement for this cause.
UBC-ch.org is the website for University Baptist Church. Go there and find out more. It's going to be November 5th into the 6th, Saturday night into Sunday morning, the Franklin Street All-Nighter. Speaking with Pastor Paul Burgess, and as we wrap up this conversation, very important question, are you going to be running or walking?
You know, Aaron, I am. Now, as an administrator, I'm sure there are several things that will take my attention.
attention.
And I might have to go a little slower throughout the year. But I will say, I did something similar to this on my own last year, and on the longest night of the year, to raise money for mental health. I did literally run all night across my home county, Johnston County.
Wow.
And went 62 point something miles.
Wow.
And so I'm just going to take some of what I banked last year.
Yeah.
Because it's transferable. I didn't know if you knew that, but it is. And so
yeah, miles roll over.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
They last for a year.
Yep.
And so I might take advantage of that.
62 miles is, I think, more than I've run combined. Just period. In my entire life.
Well, it's been about 10 months since I did that, and I've just about recovered.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Anything else that folks should know about this event?
No, just we would love to have your support. So whether it's to donate or to join us as a participant or just to help spread the word to folks that you think might enjoy knowing about it. Again, this touches everybody's life, so this event is for everybody.
UBC-CH.org is the website. Go there, find out more. The event is Saturday night into Sunday morning, November 5th and 6th, University Baptist Church, right downtown. Pastor Paul Burgess, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.